Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station-sponsored the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The City of Joondalup's Customer Service Centre make it easy for you to pay your rates, dog registration and infringement notices, plus receive information on other city services. The centre is located at Joondalup and is open during business hours Monday to Friday.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
The Country Women's Association of WA is celebrating 100 years. This association is well known for its friendship, advocacy, and support to women and families. The Wanneroo Regional Museum, together with the CWA Wanneroo branch, is holding an exhibition called Beyond the Scones, highlighting the 100 years of community activism and its place in our society today. Entry to this lovely museum is free. Lots of eating houses and easy parking nearby. The museum hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday is 12 o'clock noon till 4 p.m. and it's closed on Sunday.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. My old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Tracy Chapman there with Fast Car, one of the biggest hits of 1988. You're listening to 89.7 FM. My name's Mark Pazaskas. It's 8 p.m. Well, it's actually 7 past 8 here in ECU Joondalup. It's time for Back in the Day, 2 hours of the best music of all time this year, featuring 1988. What a year it was. Before we get started, have to thank Derek Crom for his brilliant Play the Blues show. Every week from 6 p.m., you can hear Derek right here on 89.7 FM, the best blues music of all time. No one knows where Derek gets his music from. I know he gets a lot of submissions and he's obviously plays very popular music, but some of the stuff he finds, he must have a library the size of the Library of Alexandria, I swear, just with CDs and records. What a show Play the Blues is every Sunday evening from 6 p.m. Tune in again next week for more of the best. So, 1988, what a year it was. The Seoul Olympics Expo 88 over in Queensland. We were celebrating the bicentennial here in Australia. So much was happening. Anyhow, I'm going to start with some music because there was lots of good music. Orange Crush by REM was released on their album Green, which came out in 1988. Excuse me. Beautiful song. Here it is for you right now. Orange Crush by REM. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Orange Crush.
Color me, don't color me.
I've got my spine, I've Cooter, Tapping and Woodvale. Local info and today's best music. 89.7 FM.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, me, Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. Kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
There's always a little bit of magic here on Back in the Day on 89.7 FM. Thank you for joining me this Sunday evening. The Pogues there with Fairy Tale of New York, a song which was released in 1987 as a single, but it appeared or featured on the Pogues' 1988 album, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. What a beautiful song it was. The Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl there, of course. Beautiful song, Fairy Tale of New York. and a bit of a Christmas theme, which is a bit odd in April, but hey, we get away with things here on Back in the Day. Another song which wasn't originally released in 1988 by any means, but was a very popular song in 1988 for reasons I'll go into shortly, is What a Wonderful World, being sung by Louis Armstrong. Now, originally released in 1967 and a very popular song throughout the 60s and 70s and 80s, in 1988 there was a movie release called Good Morning Vietnam, and the song What a Wonderful World featured on that movie soundtrack and indeed in the movie itself. And it was so popular, as was the movie, that they re-released it as a single in 1988 and it hit the charts. It did, went gangbusters. Again, it was 1967 all over again in 1988. And it's a beautiful song with a beautiful sentiment. So I'm going to play this. I'm going to dedicate this to our Tasmanian listeners who have been very hot on the text messages telling me that this counts as a 1988 song. So here it is for them and for all of you, Louis Armstrong with What a Wonderful World on 89.7 FM.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been bumped up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with her. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
Now that was a super group, the Traveling Wilburys with their debut single, Handle With Care. I say now that was a super group because the term super group gets thrown around a little bit these days, a little bit carelessly almost. But if you lined up all of the super groups next to each other, some kind of Justice League or Avengers style formation, no super group tops Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison and Tom Petty. How good were the Traveling Wilburys? Handle With Care, released in 1988, October 1988, I do apologise. That was recorded at Bob Dylan's home studio. Imagine being outside, you're the gardener or something, and you just see all those blokes rock up. You'd be thinking, what are they up to? What are they up to? They're making one of the best songs of the 80s, if not of all time. That's what they're up to. Handle With Care. What a cracker. You're listening to 89.7 FM. Before our little sponsor break, you heard Louis Armstrong with What a Wonderful World. And yes, then, of course, the Traveling Wilburys with their debut single. Another group, not necessarily a super group, but a very good group, formed in Melbourne and released their debut single in 1988. They were called 1927, and they released a song called That's When I Think of You. Australian soft rock / pop has never sounded as good as this song. Here it is for you now on 89.7 FM. That's When I Think of You, 1927.
Too much to bear when I'm going nowhere. It's a classic. Then we play it on 89.7 FM.
Doesn't get any better than this on 89.7 FM. Poison with Nothing But a Good Time. That peaked at number 10 on the Australian charts in 1988. How about that? I hope you've been listening all hour, but if you haven't been, welcome to Back in the Day with me, Mark Pazaskas. Thank you so much for listening. It's 1988 all night. And what a year 1988 was. It was the first year, in the United States at least, where CDs outsold vinyl records for the first time. Double denim was the big fashion of the day. Home and Away first aired on Australian televisions on Network 10, Network 7, of course, the 7 Network. And Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time was released. He has to update it. It's been out for, 37 years or something. He hasn't updated it. The lazy fella. Anyway, Poison with Nothing But a Good Time. Change of pace now to the cool, suave, poppy tunes of Robert Palmer. who released a song called Simply Irresistible. It hit number one on the Australian charts, was number two in the United States, didn't do as well in the UK, which is a little bit surprising, only hit 44 in the UK, but number one in Australia, number two in the US. We had Robert Palmer Fever throughout 1988. Simply Irresistible, what a song. Going to play it for you right now on Back in the Day. It's a little bit of, ooh, there it is. That's a familiar sound. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Just an hour a week can make a difference in a young person's life. Become an EdConnect volunteer and work with students to support their academic potential and emotional well-being in school and in life. EdConnect. values connection within the community, and when you become a volunteer, you become part of the EdConnect family, working together to help students thrive. For further information, please call 944-8646 or go to their website at www.edconnectaustralia.org.au.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7FM.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day.
You're drinking orange juice too?
Yep. Nice drop, don't you reckon?
Yeah, good colour. Excellent nose.
Yep, the choice for the discerning designated driver.
Good one.
I'm Davo, by the way.
Hey, Davo, Mike Hussey.
Yeah? Must be hell having the same name as a famous Aussie crick. Oh, jeez, you're the Mike Hussey, aren't you?
Just call me Huss, mate.
Oh, jeez, Huss.
Let me shout you another OJ.
Oh, they're free for designated drivers here, Huss.
I'll get you two then.
Oh, you're a legend.
A message from RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au.
Featured single on their 1988 album Rattle and Hum. That was U2 with Desire. You're listening to 89.7 FM. The people, the music. What a song Desire was. Back in 1988 it was released, and it was indeed a number one hit in Australia and in many places all around the world. Not least of all Ireland, where U2 are from, of course, but also Italy, Spain, the United States of America, Canada, everywhere, you name it. The UK, of course, as well. It was a number one hit, a huge hit to this day, Desire by U2. Thank you so much for joining us. Before the break, you heard Robert Palmer with Simply Irresistible, another song from 1988 that was all over the airwaves that year, and indeed a number one hit also. Now, 1988 was a great year for music, as just about every year is. But not every year can boast the films that 1988 boasts. What a year for film it was. This is just a random list that I've found. Die Hard, Rain Man, Beetlejuice, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Big with Tom Hanks, The Naked Gun, A Fish Called Wanda, Coming to America, Mississippi Burning, Willow, Midnight Run, The Land Before Time, Heathers, Dangerous Liaisons, Scrooged, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. There are so many films. I could just spend hours listing the films. Over in Japan, Studio Ghibli was getting up and running. My Neighbor Totoro and Grave of Fireflies was released as well. Only watch Grave of Fireflies if you're feeling like a cry, because that is possibly the saddest movie that's ever been released, by the way. My Neighbor Totoro isn't particularly far behind either, but they are fantastic films, so check them out if you can. So those were some films. There was also a film I'm going to play a song from a little later, but I don't know if you remember this film. I'm going to play a trailer for you right now.
In a secret lab, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, the perfect human specimen has been born. He has the strength of 10 men and the wisdom of 20. He also has a twin brother.
I have a brother?
Oh my goodness, you look good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Born to be bad.
And Danny DeVito.
Way to go, Mom.
Are twins.
My name is Julius. I'm your twin brother.
Obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
Only their mother can tell them apart. Twins, the new comedy from Ivan Reitman.
Julius.
What?
What are you allergic to something? You're all swelled up. You look like you're ready to explode.
I love it when you hit people.
Who are you?
Vincent's brother.
You're twins.
That's right.
Twins. Coming this Christmas.
How's that? Christmas 1988, when Twins was released. Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. What a movie that was. I had to play that trailer for you. How classic a format of trailer is it? All the trailers these days, they try to be epic and all the rest of the stuff, but they don't have that voiceover guy. What happened to that voiceover guy? 1988 was his year. So many movies. There was another movie. So Tom Cruise, I've already mentioned, he was in Rain Man, won millions of Oscars with Dustin Hoffman. But there was another movie where it was with Brian Brown, Australia's own Brian Brown, called Cocktail. And from that film, there was a hit song by the Beach Boys. Of all groups, the Beach Boys had a hit song in 1988. It was called Kokomo. I'm going to play it for you right now on Back in the Day. Here's Kokomo for you. Enjoy. Hope you're having a drink somewhere.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, drop the cold drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda. Montego, baby, why don't we go
to the Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We gotta go, 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 go.
Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. We'll put out to sea.
informed about the community where you live. 89.7 FM.
Seven FM, the people, the music. You're listening to Back in the Day with me, Mark Pazaskas. This Sunday evening, it's almost 9 PM, which means we're almost halfway through the show. That was Pet Shop Boys with a song with a long history, always on my mind. First released in 1972 by Gwen McRae, then also released in 1972 by Brenda Lee. Elvis had a crack in 1972. He would put it on his album Separate Ways. A lot happening in 1972 for it. Then in 1979, John Wesley Riles released it. All of the times this song was released, mind you, it was a mega hit. Then Willie Nelson released a song in 1982, released the song, Always On My Mind, in 1982. That's possibly one of the most well-known versions. And the Pet Shop Boys got a hold of it, releasing it twice, once in 1987 and then again in 1988. That was the version you just heard then, the 1988 version, because that's our year in focus. Before the Pet Shop Boys, you heard the Beach Boys with Kokomo, another song that charted very well back in the day, as we say here at 89.7 FM. I'm going to leave you with one song before the hour is up. It is Heatseeker by AC/DC. We're going to get a bit rock and rolly. We're going to play some Heatseeker. It was a song from their Blow Up Your Video album, both song and album, released in 1988. It's an absolute belter. I'll see you after the 9 o'clock sponsor break. Enjoy. AC/DC, Heatseeker. Turn it up, why don't you? See you soon.
Marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Visit the Wanneroo Regional Museum and delve into the fascinating history of the City of Wanneroo. The museum has become a favourite with families who love to drop in and take part in fun, diverse and interactive children's activities. To plan your visit, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Regional Museum.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
A royal kidnapping, a hidden child. Which handsome gondolier is the true king of Barataria? Gilbert and Sullivan WA is delighted to present The Gondoliers, one of their most sparkling and entertaining musical comedies. With direction by Paul Treasure and musical direction by Blake Houlihan, join us for an enchanting Italian adventure as we sail to a sunny isle for toe-tapping tunes and romance aplenty. It's a bona fide great night out, says the Times. It's running from the 16th to the 25th of May at the Dolphin Theatre in Crawley. 9 shows only. For more information, go to www.gnswa.org.au for more details and to book tickets.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life expect some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
I hope that you are not worrying and that you are being happy wherever you are around the world listening to 89.7 FM this Sunday evening. My name's Mark Pazaskas. Welcome to the second hour of Back in the Day, an episode where we look at the music and the times that were 1988. That was Bobby McFerrin with the first song to ever hit number one in the United States and probably, let's face it, on other charts as well, that was purely a cappella. All of the sounds you heard there were being performed by Bobby McFerrin with his voice, his mouth. There was no instruments. He was singing it. He was making all the doop, doop, doops and everything. It was all him. And it hit number one and all around the world. It was a smash in Australia, Austria, Canada, Denmark, the United States, Iceland. Iceland loved it. Ireland. New Zealand, South Africa, you name it. Bobby McFerrin had number one with Don't Worry, Be Happy. Pretty sure it made him happy. Made him millions of dollars, I'm certain. Anyway, it is 1988. So much music came out in 1988. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Crowded House, one of my favorite groups in the world. Definitely one of my favorite Australian groups. They released an album called Temple of Low Men in 1988, and there were lots of hit songs on that. Better Be Home Soon was on that, but I've said, nah, I'm not going to play that tonight. I'm going to play a song you don't hear as much on the radio. It's called When You Come, was released in August of 1988, and it's an absolute belter. So I'm going to shut up and just play it for you. Here's Crowded House, When You Come, 89.7 FM. Hope you're nice and snug. Hope you got a good week coming. Enjoy.
When you come across the sea, you're like a beacon guiding you to safety. The sooner the better now. And when you come, the hills will breathe like a baby pulled up even from the bottom of the ocean. The sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses fresh like a daisy, chained up in a lion's den, the sooner the better now. I'll know you by the thunderclap pouring like a rain of blood to my emotions. And that is why I stumble to my knees. Darkness smashing my heart, send me to the bottom of the sea. I should know you better now. And when you come, your majesty, to entrap me, prince of light receding, the sooner the better now. And when you come to cover me with your kisses hard like armor, is why I stumbled to my knees and pray underneath the heavens with the stars.
my horizon, like a cumulonimbus coming in from a distance, burning and exploding.
On 89.7 FM.
An underused pickup line in 2024, but back in 1988, get out of my dreams and into my car. What a line. That was a song by Leslie Sebastian Charles, better known as Billy Ocean. He was born in Trinidad and Tobago, but he's more English. He moved to England and he's an English fella, is Billy Ocean. He got an MBE. Possibly for Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. You're listening to 89.7 FM, The People, The Music. My name's Mark Pazaskas. This is Back in the Day. What a beautiful year 1988 was for music. If you want to send me a text, why don't you do so? 0418 897 897. Tell me your memories of 1988. What a year it was. The Bicentennial, Seoul Olympics, Expo 88 over in Queensland. They had a platypus as their little mascot. What a time to be alive 1988 was. I'm going to play some messages from our sponsors because they keep the wheels running here at 89.7 FM. And then more music will be coming up after that sponsor break. If you want to sponsor us, you can. You don't need to be a businessman or anything like that. Just $35, you can become a member of 89.7 FM. We've got lots of members. We love them all. For $35, you get invited to all the coolest events. You get in the prize draw to win monthly prizes thanks to Grazi Gifts. So much has happened. You get weekly emails to let you know when the cool interviews are happening and all the station news. It's really good. Head to the website, 897fm.com.au. Sign up as a listener member today. Why wouldn't you? Anyway, here's some people that have already signed up as sponsors. They've got some messages for you. And then Paul Kelly's coming up. He's got some dumb things to talk about. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Station sponsor.
Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Writing for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organization that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse-related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Cut.
Arch, Iluka and Bankshire Grove. The best mix of classics and new stuff. 89.7 FM.
Sing the something off anything. Almost said something a bit dodge. Groovy Kind of Love here on 89.7 FM. A song originally released in 1965. Phil, Big PC, released it in 1988. He recorded that version, I think, for a movie. I think it was for Buster. It was released on, the soundtrack for Buster. Movie about a bloke that robbed a train and went to Brazil. If I remember correctly, from 1988. You're listening to Back in the Day on 89.7 FM. Thank you very much for joining me. Before Big PC, as I'm going to call him for the rest of my life now, Paul Kelly had Dumb Things, an Aussie classic from 1988. We're going to head over to the States now. A group called The Pixies released their debut album Surfer Rosa in 1988, and one of their biggest hits, Where Is My Mind, was on that album. Beautiful, beautiful. It's not really a beautiful song. It's a great song. That's how I should describe it. A fantastic song. A brilliant song. Something that Phil Collins himself would be proud of, I am sure. Here is The Pixies with Where Is My Mind. I've really got to learn to shut up sometimes. You're listening to 89.7 FM. The people, the music. The place where we lose our mind every now and then. Where is it? Here it is. It's The Pixies.
Stop. This is 89.7.
Class, but they've overcome their shyness. Now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I destroyed the bond of friendship and respect between the only people left who'd even look me in the eye. Now I laugh and make a fortune off the same ones that I tortured, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I look like Jesus, so they say, but Mr. Jesus is very far away. Now you're the only one here who can tell me if it's true that you love me and I love me. I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness. Now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. Yes, the world screams, kiss me, son of God.
The final track on their second album, released in 1988, the album Lincoln, the group They Might Be Giants. Love a bit of They Might Be Giants. It really breaks up the mood and just, it's almost like a palate cleanser. Such a delightful group with some excellent songs. Beautiful. And a 1988 song there called Kiss Me, Son of God. You're listening to 89.7 FM, The People, The Music. Before They Might Be Giants, you heard The Pixies with Where Is My Mind. I lost my mind a little bit before that song. I do apologise. I was getting into the mood and it just happened. Anyway, 1988 is our year in focus on Back in the Day this week. Great year. Fantastic year. We're not going to get through all the music by any means. And I do apologise if you've got a song you're waiting for and you're not going to hear it. I am sorry, but there's only so much we can play. I'm going to play a couple of songs with iconic openings now. There's going to be a sponsor break in between. Guns N' Roses in 1987 released their album called Appetite for Destruction, and a single off that is iconic. It's called Sweet Child of Mine. There isn't a cover band alive that has not performed Sweet Child of Mine somewhere in a pub near you. Anyway, here is that iconic opening, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine on 89.7 FM. How good is that? Slash. I think it's Slash. It might be Izzy. I don't know. Someone that's really good at guitar. Anyway, here you are.
File.
Do you want to adopt a park in the city of Stirling? Help by reporting graffiti, broken playground equipment, and overflowing rubbish bins. Your contribution will help keep our local parks and communities safe and clean. Call the city's contact centre on 9205 855 for more information.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Mas
pub rock at its finest here on 89.7 FM this Sunday evening. Back in the day, 1988, the Choir Boys, Run to Paradise, a song that was first heard in 1987, but it was released on their 1988 album, Big Bad Noise, which peaked on the Australian charts at number 5. And of course, Run to Paradise, well, if you haven't heard it in a pub, you haven't been in a pub, I don't reckon. So you go to a pub and you'll hear Run to Paradise within moments of stepping foot inside that pub. My name is Mark Pazaskas. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. We've had a fantastic night. I love 1988. What a year for music. There was a lot of pop as well as a lot of rock and heaps of other stuff as well. But the pop is not over for the night because I have to play this song. There was a group, or a duo, called Broz, Matt and Luke Goss. They were twin brothers. And in 1988, they released an album simply called Push. And they were being pushed big time by radio in 1988. And the huge song off Push was a song called When Will I Be Famous? And they can't even answer it. They just ask the question again and again and again. But I've got to play it because it's the ultimate nostalgia. It is nostalgia porn here on 89.7 FM. When Will I Be Famous by Broz. I hope you're having a great night.
When will I be famous?
The people, the music.
Tune in every Monday evening to Sports Mix between 6 to 8pm with Gordon Allen and the team for all the latest rugby league news and what's happening in local junior sport. For your latest weekly sports fix, it's Sports Mix on 89.7 FM.
Is up this Sunday evening, a whole week ahead of us to celebrate. That was Yaz with The Only Way Is Up, a song originally released in 1980, written by George Jackson and Johnny Henderson. The single in 1980 was released by a fella called Otis Clay. Then Yaz took it on in 1988 and made it a hit all around the world. Top 10 throughout Europe. And number 2 it peaked at on the Australian charts. Well, very sadly, it's just about me for the evening. I can't believe it. The show has gone so quickly. Barely got time to talk about 1988. There was so much good music that just had to keep playing music. As it is, we've missed out on so much. I didn't get to play any gangster rap. I didn't get to play Farnsey, Steve Winwood. There was a group called the Time Lords that had a little sort of niche song called Doctor in the TARDIS. Wouldn't have mind hearing that. But I had to play this last song because it's by Australian pop legends. The Shantuzies released their debut, oh no, actually, it was their debut studio album called Shantuzies in 1988. The third single from that album was called Wanna Be Up. It's all about being up. That's what Sunday nights are all about. We want to get you up and about so you have the best rest possible before Monday morning. Because let's face it, no one likes Monday mornings. Garfield's right. Lasagna rules, Mondays suck. We know that. Anyway, so I'm going to play some Shantuzies' Wanna Be Up to end the show tonight. Up next is New York Jazz with the Colonel, Tom Parker. The smoothest jazz around is on 89.7 FM every Sunday night from 10 p.m. You have to listen. Don't take my word for it. Just listen. And you will agree. It's fantastic. We love the Colonel here at 89.7 FM. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next Sunday evening from 8 p.m. Another year. Might go back to the 70s next week. I love going to the 70s. It's a different vibe. Every decade has a different vibe. The 80s vibe was definitely the Shantuzies. Here's Wanna Be Up. You have a great week. I will see you next week. Enjoy yourselves. Shantuzies, how good were they? Good evening.